Request of Mimi Gurman to address council regarding privatized shelter as prison. Item 17.
Good morning. Before I begin, my name is Mimi Gurman. This is a friend of mine who lives outside in St. John's, and he had asked to come to see what happens here in City Council. I came today to ask why this man, my friend, and so many others who are trying to survive outside on the streets are not worthy of your respect, your compassion, and most of all, and at the very least, temporary shelter, complete with tents that don't leak, platforms off the ground to put them on, toilets, trash cans, a kitchen, showers, and the support teams to come provide services for the people who live in them. Can you tell me why you find this man and our other friends who are living outside so unworthy of this kind of respect and dignity? Where is the compassion from the city council? What did my friend do and others who are living outside do so that you should treat them with such disregard and inhumanity? Why does my friend and so many others in the same circumstance deserve to be swept up like garbage by your contractors instead of being provided with, at the very least, temporary shelters like those I described above? Temporary shelters like Village of Hope before you tore it down. Temporary shelters in which folks outside can stay safe until some kind of housing opens up in some far-off future. Our friend, Jason, died on the streets in St. John's just a few months ago. He knew that living on the streets would kill him, and it did. All he wanted was a temporary village to live in. He wanted to know why he wasn't good enough to have one. That's what he asked me in the parking lot at Safeway. Why do they think I'm not good enough to have a safe space like a village to live in until I can find housing? He wanted me to get that for him. He died without shelter. We loved him. He had no hope when he died. That hope was taken away from him by the council. My friend wants to be housed. Most people outside want to be housed. My friend knows that a village would be better than nothing, but he can't seem to get that because you won't allow it. But you will allow sweeps to occur. Today, there is a sweep in St. John's. When I bring my friend home, there will be a sweep occurring in St. John's. I don't know if what's going to be left when we get there, but I will make sure that he and everyone else who I know who has become my family outside has what they need to survive another night. My friend has saved the lives of at least 5 people in St. John's from overdosing relatively recently. But you can't find the respect or compassion to allow a village to be set up for him. Each one of you voted to take down Village of Hope, except for Joanne. And I'm pretty sure that Joanne's vote would not have been to take down Village of Hope. Today, as we sit here trying to change your minds on giving us the right to build a village, my friends are getting swept. My friends aren't trash. They are good people. They have their reasons for being outside, none of which is just a choice. We need a village in St. John's. I know how to set that up. We would like to set that up. We would like to set it up and have you allow us to set that up, since no other hope and provisions are being provided, especially in St. John's. Thank you.
Could I ask you one question?
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity yet to share your concept with the Joint Office of Public Services, Mark Jolin?
I have not, but Mark Jolin is fully aware of what happened with Village of Hope.
Could you send me the proposal? I'd like to see it.
I would be happy to send you the proposal. My issue in sending you the proposal is one, and that is that each time I attempt to move forward with something like this, I hear, with the graciousness of maybe a member of the council like you right now, please send us that. Let's get together. I've also heard this in the county. And then nothing happens from that. And in the meantime, every single hour that goes by on this clock, on any clock.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't know what you're talking about. So can you send me the
I will send that to you. I'll send it to you today. I would be happy to do that.
Thank you, Mayor. I was in St. John's last month and heard from that a joint office is setting up a village like you talk about in St. John's. They're working on it.
May I respond to that? That village is not for people who live in St. John's. That village is Hazelnut Grove moving to St. John's. Amanda, they are 2 different things. There is a village being created in St. John's for Hazelnut Grove, which is already a village. The people who live in St. John's do not have a village, and it won't be for them. It will not be for them. It is allocated for Hazelnut Grove.
Commissioner Hurst.
Thank you, Mimi. My question is, you talked about switch happening in St. John's today. Can you tell me, is there a
notice that was put up?
I'm glad you asked. Last week, I've learned a lot in the last month because I'm now more involved with helping friends in St. John's. What I learned ever since a couple city councils ago was that the new response is that a notice will be posted in a certain amount of time before any houseless camp is swept. Before Christmas, there was supposed to be a sweep the day before Christmas in St. John's. There was a notice for that. That was the last time there was a notice. We called Rapid Response. We spoke to Lance and said, don't you dare sweep people the day before Christmas. And his response was, oh, do they need more time? That was his response. And we said, yeah, like never would be that kind of, anyway.
And Rapid Response is the private company that comes in.
That's Rapid Response, which is contracted by the city. So then he said, we will move that from the day before Christmas to the day after New Year's Day. There were no notices put up, but the word from Lance was New Year's Day was going to be a sweep. Everybody in St. John's was ready for a sweep. There was a lot of agitation. There was a lot of, you know, what's going to happen today? What do we want to do? No notices were posted for that sweep. I made it known that no notices were posted, meaning that would be an illegal sweep. I guess people heard there was no sweep. Yesterday, it was yesterday when somebody came around, or yesterday? Somebody came around from Rapid Response and said, tomorrow, today, there will be a sweep. No notices were posted. What Lance told me was every single sweep has to not only have a notice, but that he knows that his people, when they put the notices up, also take a photo and file the photo of the notices put up in case those notices are put down. I asked him to see those. I want to see that actually occurred. We know in St. John's, I am out with my friends at three times a day. I look for these notices. There was no notice.
So, Mimi, I would be happy to work with the mayor's office. And so if you would make sure that you make a copy of your material, share it with me, share it with the mayor's office. Clearly, we have some time, certain things this morning, but I certainly want to help make sure that we're not brutalizing people with so little in our community.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you very much.
And I'm, by the way, Commissioner Hardesty. So
thank you, Commissioner Hardesty.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Next individual, please.